And welcome, Southern Arizona, to the Buckmaster Show. Now, whether or not you're listening to me at the office or at home or driving down the road, you've probably concluded by now that this is not Bill Buckmaster. My condolences to everybody that tuned in to hear the very learned and wise Buckmaster. You know, even Bill deserves a little bit of time off. So as he gallivants globally with his beautiful bride, Anne, he has asked me to keep the coveted host seat here at Bustos Media warm while he's away. And whenever he has me come on the show, you know that we are dedicating the full hour of the Buckmaster Show to food and beverage. My name is Matt Russell, and it is an honor for me to sit in for Bill today. Of course, I host the Weekend Watch segment every Friday right here on the Buckmaster Show, but when I'm not on the Buckmaster Show, I am writing the food and beverage column for Inside Tucson Business, Foothills News, Marana News, TucsonFoodie.com. You can also check me out on Instagram. My handle is I eat, I drink, I write. Because that's what I do. Anyway, thank you so much for taking time out of your afternoon to check out what's happening on the local food and beverage scene. And here we are. Of course, when I decide who our celebrity co-host is going to be, whenever I get to occupy Bill's seat, this is a very intentional decision that I make. And you know what? We're going to be spending the entire hour talking about the fragrance and flavors of fall. What are the kinds of things that you think about when the mercury starts to drop a little bit and the crackling of the leaves underfoot? We're in Tucson. I guess there really aren't any leaves at this time. But anyway, the flavors of fall, we're thinking about the food of fall. And when you're thinking about food and fall and seasonal expressions of the calendar, I always love to talk to my good friend from Forbes Meat Company. The Honorable Ben Forbes is in the house. Ben, how's it going, brother?
Good, man. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
I think we're having a great time. You and I haven't done radio in a long time.
It's been way too long.
I mean, how have we been occupying our time other than sipping a little whiskey and quaffing a little brew, as it
right?
were?
Yeah.
Speaking of whiskey, yeah. I don't know that you and I have ever done radio before without hoisting a glass and having a sip of whiskey. I brought in, thinking about the fall, I brought in some Whistle Pig Piggyback. Now, this is 100% rye from Vermont rye. So again, fall, New England, the seasons change. So you've had the Piggyback before.
Oh, yeah. Well, makes a good Sazerac.
Salute. Let's do this right.
Cheers.
So, fall in a glass. So we talk about what's going on at your place, Whole Animal Butcher.
Yep.
There are plenty of butchers in town, and we love them all. But you've got this artisanal approach to the craft of breaking down an animal and getting it prepared for our palates. How do you describe the work that you do down there at Forbes Meat Company?
It's old school for sure. You know, we have everything. We're not just ribeyes and New Yorks and tenderloins. You know, we're Colby style ribs. We're boneless short ribs. Mm. We're dry aged beef. Mm. We're Wagyu. We're diverse. We're into it all.
And so I remember my first Wagyu experience, like real, like Kobe Wagyu, was at your place, and you delicately and intentionally and lovingly, I should say, sliced off some ribeye, some picanha, I think, some strip,
yep.
And I took that home, and I was nervous.
I remember.
I didn't want to do disrespect to the protein. I wanted to do it the way Ben would do it, and you took me under your wing. You showed me how to do it, and I have to tell you, Ben, that was probably top five culinary experiences I've ever had, and I did it in my backyard thanks to you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, flights are something that are new to us, and it just kind of happened. I mean, we have whiskey flights, we have beer flights, and now with Forbes Meat Company, you have the steak flight, and it's awesome.
Steak flights. I love that. So you're doing business right now downtown Tucson. Talk to our listeners about where you guys are located and you know, hours of operation, because I think going to the butcher is really is just as exciting as leaving with enough protein for your freezer for the season. But talk to us a little bit about where you are and what your setting is like.
Sure. So we're the Speakeasy Butcher Shop. We've been named by our customers because when you try to find us, it's not easy, and you need to knock on the right door at the right time. But we're located inside Thunder Canyon. Steve Tracy, who's just an amazing brewer
right
in
on.
Tucson,
yep.
Just opened up the door for us, and we've been there for 3 years. That's where we're at and where we're doing all of the slaying. We were just at farmers markets before, at a few restaurants before, but now we're at 220 East Broadway. Parking is on Herbert. Call us.
That's there it is. And what I love about the experience that you've created is, you know, yeah, you're hanging beef, dude. Mm-hmm. And you want your customers to actually be able to kind of take a peek and see what you're doing. So this isn't a pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. You
Correct.
Let the curtain open and right. say, look, we want you to see what we're talking about, dry aging beef. This is what it looks like. This mm-hmm. is how it presents.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to be sending someone home with something of that magnitude, you want them to really appreciate the beauty of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an experience when you come into our shop. We're not just there to hand you a steak and watch you walk out the door. We're all about building the relationship, and we love it. You know, young kids come in and they get to see the sides of pigs hanging there and the sausages braided. And it's an experience that you can't get anywhere else in Tucson. Yes, we've got a lot of other butcher shops, but there's nowhere you can walk into and literally see a quarter of beef sitting on a butcher block and it broken down like a car engine into
right.
all the integral parts. Like, find a Terrace Major at a Safeway. Good luck. It's not going to happen.
Exactly. Now, according to your plans, mm-hmm. There's going to be a time when people are not going to be going to the shop right there behind Thunder Canyon. You actually have something big and exciting happening right now.
We do. It's definitely exciting. We're at that spot in building a brand new butcher shop from the ground up. We've been in Tucson working at this for about 5 or 6 years and dreaming of the spot. And now we finally have a spot. And, you know, just being honest with you, Matt, we're at the point where it's, you know, it was exciting, and now it's like, a little bit of wind out of the sails. You know, as a business owner, I'm just going to be real honest. It's hard. It's
right.
difficult. It's
yeah.
not easy. And that's what we're pushing through right now, and that's what's going to make it better when we do get there. And yes, the new spot, 747 South 6th Avenue, the Baffert Building at Five Points on 18th Street, it's going to be something special.
And I think that's one of the most exciting kind of build projects, particularly on the F&B side of the mm-hmm. of the world. What you guys and all of the folks that have sort of imagined their presence in that building, this is going to be of extraordinary magnitude.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what's tough. It's like literally like giving birth, you know? You're like ground up, you know, watching the concrete get poured, watching the delays happen, and, you know, just hoping for the best and just waiting. And you know, but that's, again, what's going to make it special. And if you want me to tell you all about the offerings that we're going to have with our patio, you know, that we don't have now, and being able to come in and sit down and have a charcuterie board,
glass
of wine, a shot of whiskey, my favorite Sazerac, have us grill up a steak for you. It's a bigger spot.
So these are the kinds of things that you really have always wanted to do, but for one reason or another, because of space and other limitations,
right.
you're not able to do. But this is just going to be, you know, come to my house. Come to Forbes Meat Company. Let me show you how I do it at home. So let's have a whiskey. Let's have a board. Let me show you behind the curtain. And let's send you home with some quality meats.
That's exactly what it is, Matt. We want people, when they walk through our door, to not feel like they're going into our grocery store. We literally want to pour the beer,
right.
have them sample something from one of our local brewers, our wineries out in Wilcox, and, you know, a sample of charcuterie that's, you know, literally freshly pulled from the window where it's curing, sliced, and just sit, relax, and grow old with us in Tucson.
I love that.
Yeah.
And you know, and you talk about Tucson, you've always been sort of driven by community. You give mm-hmm. back to this community in immeasurable ways, but here's an opportunity for the community to sort of get with you to celebrate
Correct.
your mission, your mantra. You have an opportunity for folks that want to become part of the Ford's Meat Company story through a unique investment opportunity.
Yeah, that's correct. So we partnered up with MainVest out of Salem, Massachusetts, which is a great little city. I've done a bike race there a few times because I lived in New England. Talk about fall colors. But MainVest.com, you can find our Forbes Meat Company profile. And, you know, again, our Forbes Meat Company is all about cultivating a culture of community.
Mm.
You know, we support local ranchers and we serve the local community. And now, definitely, you know, we can't do any of this without each other. You know, everybody that comes through the door, is supporting us already. And fortunately, we've been brought to this point where we're successful up to this point. And now to take that next step, we're actually finally, now we're reaching out to our community and right. saying, hey, you know, we would love your partnership with us and be a community supported butcher.
Well, you can count on me. You can count on my wife, Nancy, one more time for people to learn more about that opportunity.
Mainvest.com, Forbes Meat Company profile. Mainvest is great because they're also working with local people up in Phoenix too. So
that's
it's
great.
Not just on the East Coast.
That's
Mainvest.com.
We're talking to Ben Forbes. He is the proprietor and the butcher in chief at Forbes Meat Company. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. But I do want to remind you that this portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Mona's Danish Bakery. Say it with me now, Tom. Home of the Danish Kringle. Mona's is located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Mona's is open for breakfast and lunch from 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, of course, treat yourself to their mouth-watering pastries, including the famous Danish Kringle. As I said, monasdanishbakery.com or buckmastershow.com for a link to Mona's Danish Bakery. We're going to continue the conversation with David Zuckerman from Tucson Hop Shop, who has a thing or two up his sleeve when he's celebrating the flavors of fall. You're listening to the Buckmaster Show. It's Matt Russell. We'll be right back.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com.
Delivering a $2 billion voter-approved regional transportation plan involves complex policy, legal, and financial matters. The Regional Transportation Authority is open to answering any questions you have about delivery of the current RTA 20-year plan or about the development of a new regional transportation plan for the next 20 years. Contact the RTA at info@rtamobility.com.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
And welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This is guest host Matt Russell sitting in for the Honorable Bill Buckmaster as he works his way around the world celebrating everything in the world that Bill has to celebrate. And lucky you, that means I get to fill in for him for the hour. I'm the food and beverage writer for Inside Tucson Business, Miranda News, Foothills News, all the other news in town. I also am honored to write for TucsonFoodie.com. Please follow me for all of my culinary and cocktail adventures on Instagram at I Eat, I Drink, I Write. So anyway, here with our celebrity co-host from Forbes Meat Company, Ben Forbes. Always fun hanging out with you and having a sip or two.
Always.
So much fun. Well, before we go to our next guest talking about, the sudsy story of the season, you actually came in bearing gifts. You brought in has it even been publicly released? Indulge me and tell me I'm a celebrity, like I'm getting a first sip of this before anybody else.
Yeah, you are.
So this is the brand new Arroyo IPA from 1055 Brewing Company. Of course, one of our favorite breweries in town.
Favorite human. He's a good dude.
And this is a smooth and juicy India Pale Ale for the desert dweller in all of us. I am a fan already. This is great, man.
Yeah, it's good.
We're enjoying that with a little bit of Whistle Pig, so a little whiskey, a little beer. Mm-hmm. That's what we do here on the Buckmaster Show. Anyway, celebrating the season. Of course, there is no season. Tucson Hop Shop knows no one season. They celebrate all the great things about beer and wine, like none of this community, and here he is taking some very valuable time away from Tucson Hop Shop is our friend David Zuckerman. Put your hands together. What's up, brother?
Thanks for having me.
So Wednesdays are a big day down at Tucson Hop Shop, and for you to be here and kind of wedge your way from the shop, it's an honor to have you here.
Yeah, it was hard to do. Twist my arm.
So 7 years Tucson Hop Shop has been in business. I had to swear when I saw that come across line. And I actually mentioned your activities celebrating your anniversary on the Buckmaster Show a couple of weeks ago. But did you actually at one point just stop and you and your partner, Jesse, just sort of stop and say, wait a minute, it's been 7 years?
No, I think that at this point, our thought process of where we're thinking as far as the business goes ended at 5 years. So we're in uncharted territory at this point. We're just, kind of like, oh my God, I can't believe we're here.
Right. Well, of course, Ben and I, as beer enthusiasts as we are, and of course, all of my suds loving brethren across Southern Arizona are so delighted that you're here as well. And right after the news break at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be doing a little tasting with you in terms of when we're thinking about the fall and the season as the mercury begins to drop, what kinds of brews should we be going to? And Ben is going to spontaneously match the kinds of things that are at Forbes Meat Company that pair well with these. But let's talk a little bit about Tucson Hop Shop. I mean, I have to say, I said it to you before, I'm going to say it again. It is one of my absolute favorite places to sit back, to chill, to enjoy the surroundings in this oasis that you've created there. Make sure all of our listeners know exactly where Tucson Hop Shop is located and tell a bit of your story.
Sure. Well, we're at 3230 North Dodge Boulevard. That's Dodge and Fort Lowell, just behind the feed store off Dodge. Like Matt said, we opened in 2015, so it's been a little over 7 years now. And it's been a wild ride. I mean, we opened as just kind of wanting to be a neighborhood place, and we've certainly done that. We have a lot of great people that live in the area that come in, and we know a lot of them by name, and it's wonderful to see them every week in or week out. They all have their special days that they come in. It's been wonderful becoming a part of the beer community, and it's very much a friendly atmosphere in the Tucson beer community, more so than any kind of competition. Scott and Rebecca Safford gave us a ton of help when we were getting ready to open.
And that's not surprising.
Ty Hammett from Caps and Quirks came and picked our brains. And, it just works that way where you pass the knowledge down and you try to help the next person. And the beauty of it is that everybody can have this basic business model and then run it very differently in very different ways and have different vibes, different feelings to their business, different directions that they go in, different things that they focus on, and that all works.
I'm wondering, Ben, I'm interested in your perspective on this as well. I'm wondering if that's just sort of a Tucson thing.
I agree.
Or is that sort of, is the beer thing, the craft brewer. To me, I'm not getting the sense that spirit of collaboration exists in a lot of other places, particularly as the craft beer community grows, the competition grows. But I mean, everyone is out to help each other out, right? I mean, that's a Tucson thing.
It is. I mean, Fresco Pizzeria, all the pizza shops that I know.
Great example.
They get together and they talk about their menu and they talk about pricing and they work together. And when you, you know, mentioned, you know, Rebecca at Tap and Bottle.
Right.
I mean, she's helped me. Everybody's helping one another. And that's that cultivating a culture of community. And it's special here in Tucson.
It really is. I mean, and when you're thinking about community, I mean, I every time I'm at Tucson Hop Shop, I almost have this kind of town square feel to it, right? Because you've got so, you know, a lot going on in this very special place. You know, you've got this beer garden. You've got this bottle shop. You've got this sort of this beautifully appointed and landscaped area in the back. You've got this kind of cool urban funk loft, you know, inside. Talk about the place as a setting, because as Ben and I, you know, as we both know, when you're kicking back enjoying a beer, the setting is just as important as the beer that's in your hand.
It's one of the things that, you know, talking about feeling... our feelings in reflection, looking back, that's one of the things that attracted me to that space so much, was that it was in a very populated area, but felt like a world apart.
Yes.
And then the actual bar area has all these little nooks and crannies that you can, you know, find yourself in very intimate and private conversations in when there's still, you know, 100 people around you. And that's a beautiful thing. And then in December, we were able to expand and kind of grow into the studio next to us. So we have more indoor space, more outdoor space. Now it's really become, a beautiful, beautiful bar. Our little starter bar went to a big bar now.
It sure did.
But, you know, there's still that feeling of all these different spaces where you can, you know, sit at the bar and be around a lot of other people, or you can go up into the loft and kind of have a more private conversation, or you can go find your favorite Adirondack chair to
sit
in.
Right, exactly. Now, let's talk about that Adirondack chair, because obviously there's been some misunderstanding. So the last several times I've been to Tucson Hop Shop, you know, I get my beer, you know, I walk outside and I make my way to one of the, I think there's two there, right?
We have a few more now.
Okay,
but yeah.
So, and there's someone always sitting in the chair. And I want to say, you know, bro, that's my chair.
Don't you know who I am?
I'm Ben Forbes' friend. Get your butt out of the chair. But that chair is just, to me, when it comes to beer happy place, that sitting in that Adirondack chair, you know, with the high arms that are wide enough where you could sort of balance your... Now, David's saying, don't talk about balancing your beer on the arm.
I do it when I sit there, which isn't very often.
Right. But. So I said, I want this to be my... I don't want to have to get to a place where I have to kick somebody up. And you wouldn't want that.
No.
So I talked to your business partner, Jesse, about this. And I said, you know, I feel bad every time I go there and someone's in my chair. I want to tell them to get out. And she goes, you know what? We could actually arrange to put your name on the chair if you like.
We'll get a plaque made.
No, and I'm still waiting for her proposal on that. But talk about your beer lineup, because you've got several beers by the bottle. You've got an endless horizon of handles on the tap side of things. And how do you go about curating the list and what kind of beers you need to offer your folks?
Well, that's definitely been an evolution for us as far as how we view our tap menu and what our offering should be. We've really got it kind of boiled down to the point where we offer very similar styles on specific taps. So, you know, we always have a lager. We try to always have a lager on. We always have a blonde ale, a wheat beer, a few IPAs, some sours. We want to cover a lot of different ground and really have offerings for whoever walks in. You know, if you want an amber, you want a dark beer, you want a saison, a farmhouse, you want some nitro, you want a cider, we want to have all of that. So we just kind of make sure that we always have those beers in kegs so we can rotate through. And we try not to have the same beer on, you know, more than once.
Yeah, and we've been there, you know, when we actually see in real time, you know, when a keg is blown, you go to the chalkboard and you scratch that off and you replace this. You never know what's going to be coming in after you blow a keg. But do you find that what's trending dictates sort of what you offer? So when I emceed the Born and Brewed Beer Festival for years at Hotel Congress, it seemed like what the brewers were bringing to the festival was representative of the trends. I remember one year, I mean, it was 80% sours. And, you know, you couldn't find an IPA to save your life. Yep. Do you see that trends in beer consumption and the categories of beers that people are drinking to help inform what it is that you're putting up on the board? Or do you really try to be all things to all people? Because I think that you can.
Well, we try to be all things to all people,
right?
Because we don't want to turn anybody away, but we definitely see the trends happen, both, you know, the larger scale trends, you know, going from hazy IPAs, and now we're kind of trending back towards West Coast IPAs, and then the seasonal trends, like we're in now with Oktoberfest and pumpkin beers coming out. you know, we try to cover all of that. And so we have a tap that we reserve for seasonals, and we've been running different fest beers and Marsons and Oktoberfest kind of things on that for the last month or so. And we're probably finishing up on that. And we've had a few pumpkin things on, but that always makes me nervous. After Halloween, pumpkin beers are, that's done. It. They're done. So we're getting towards the end of pumpkin season, even though we've got a couple more weeks to Halloween.
All right. All right. And tell me, and remind everybody again one more time where Tucson Hop Shop is.
It's at 3230 North Dodge Boulevard, which is the corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge.
It's that easy to find. Jesse and I were talking the other day about the temperature of the glassware. Now, so when you're thinking about, you know, particularly people that might be a little bit new to the craft beer scene, you know, they almost always demand an ice cold glass.
Yep.
And when you are serving a beautifully brewed premium beer, I mean, there's some issues that you have with putting it into an ice cold glass. I mean, help to bump that myth.
Well, you know, it's nice having an ice cold beer, and certainly the big breweries in this country, Miller, Coors, Bud, have all propagated the thought that, you know, you need an ice cold beer and an ice cold glass on a really hot day to have any kind of enjoyment. But right. You know, beer for a long time has been as much science as it is art.
Sure.
And the ability to serve the beer at a specific temperature only enhances the flavors of those beers. So when you use an ice cold glass, it will lower the temperature that the beer is supposed to be served at, and, you know, make it taste cold, which is great, but not really getting the full flavors that you're supposed to be getting out of that beverage.
Exactly. And we got about another minute left before we go to a commercial break, but you also have different kinds of glasses that go with different styles of beers. So if you're going to be having, let's say, a stout, for example, there's a glassware that helps to complement or to sort of, I would think, to maximize the potential of the stout. You wouldn't just pour a stout in any other glass. You wouldn't pour an IPA in any other glass. You've got intentional glassware that intentionally pairs with the style of beer.
Well, it's the same thing with you know, a good steak. You don't want to hold your nose while you eat the steak. You're not going to taste anything.
Right.
So, you know, part of the glassware is really building the aromatics, which you get out of the head of the beer. That's, you know, releasing particles into the air that you're smelling, and that's enhancing the flavor of the beer.
Very good. We're going to continue this conversation right here on the other side of the news break. You're listening to the Buckmaster Show. It's Matt Russell. Stick around. We're going to be drinking some of this beer right around the corner. We'll be right back.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade. Using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana. Plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org. Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
And welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This is Matt Russell sitting in for Bill Buckmaster. I'm the food and beverage writer for Inside Tucson Business and a host of other Tucson local media newspapers. I am also honored to write for Tucson Foodie, which you can see at TucsonFoodie.com. And I want you to follow me on Instagram because I always have a canvas of culinary and cocktail stories to tell. You can find me on Instagram at I Eat, I Drink, I Write. There are some people here at the table that I love to eat and drink and write about. Our celebrity co-host Ben Forbes from Forbes Meat Company, doing what we do best, right?
That's it.
I should also say that we are broadcasting live from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. I knew you knew that, Ben. Uh-huh. But since 1970, Green Things has been the go-to place for your gardening needs. Green Things is on a lovely 13-acre site that is also home to Zocalo Village and all of those fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things on River Road just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. And on the web at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. And also, the Buckmaster Live Line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. We're also back here with David Zuckerman from Tucson Hop Shop, who has brought, we only have about 20 minutes left in the show. David's like, yeah, I might bring a couple of beers for us to kind of talk about the season, Oktoberfest, everything like that. David Zuckerman, I've lost count how many beers you put up on the console today.
I went a little seven. Overboard.
So, let's go ahead and just dive in. So I thought this would be sort of a fun thing. So I want you to, and these are examples of beers that you could find right now at Tucson Hop Shop. And again, support small business, folks. That's what this is all about. Support the hardworking men and women in the hospitality community. And I think Tucson Hop Shop is a wonderful manifestation of that because it's a wonderful family and you need to be part of that family too. So these beers are available. So I thought, David, he's going to do a little pouring, Ben. And then you, on the spot, you've had no advance notice None. Of the beers that he's bringing. You're going to say, you know what? If I'm going to plate something that celebrates fall, that works with this particular beer that's available at Forbes Meat Company, this is where I'm going. David, it's all you, buddy.
Okay, so I figured we'll start with, since it's the tail end of Oktoberfest season, we'll start with Firestone Walker Oktoberfest, which is one of my favorites.
Nice.
There's basically two categories of Oktoberfest beer. There's a Fest beer, which is, great for Steinhuis and drinking a lot. And then there's Marsons, which are tend to be more like amber lagers. And so we can try both of those today. But this is a Fest beer that's aged in French oak barrels.
Oh, no kidding. So, all right. So let's do it.
You guys are late to the party. I already got started. You want me to tell you what I'm going to eat this with?
I'm shocked, Ben Forbes. You got started during the commercial break.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so aged in French oak barrels. So you almost are getting a little bit of kind of that woodsy. Now, French oak, a lot different than American oak when it comes to that profile. Like the Limousine oak that they where some of those like Bastille and some of those French whiskeys are aged. I'm really liking this. It's just sort of a kickback, welcome to the fall beer. Mm-hmm. Ben, where are you going with this beer?
We're going to be all pork with this stuff because pork is just so underrated. Pork is such a delicious meat. Tomorrow we're doing a pork schnitzel and I'm enjoying this so much. Pretzel encrusted pork sirloin that Melissa Steele is making for us, my right-hand girl, my apprentice, and with a red cabbage slaw with apple cider, a little Dijon honey glaze. It's going to be perfect for that.
David Zuckerman, is that just not perfect?
My mouth is watering.
Okay, Melissa Steele, if you're listening. By the way, Melissa and I made up. She beat me in a cocktail competition. You were there. This was years ago in an undisclosed location for the Tucson local media barbecue showdown. We had a cocktail element of the competition, and she
fooled me in a cocktail stuff, but we made up. But anyway, so you're going to be selling a lot of schnitzel, dude.
Schnitzels.
I love that. And it, and the crust is what?
It's pretzel. Pretzel bun.
Of course. That's fall. Yep. Okay. Yep. So David, you got all pork. You got that pork schnitzel that I think marries beautifully with this kind of that seasonal, that aged flavor of that Oktoberfest. Okay. We're batting 1,000 so far. What's next?
We'll do this Oktoberfest from the brewery at Torito Farms.
Okay, where's Torito Farms?
I believe they're in Wilcox.
Okay, well, all right. So we're doing some local brewers here,
and we've got this on draft at Hop Shop right now.
Oh, you have it on draft. Yeah. Okay, fantastic. So you know, an example again of what Tucson Hop Shop does. They've got this bottle shop, so you've got some great grab and go opportunities, but you've also got some of these beers on there. As I said, their endless horizon of handles there. So talk a little bit about this while Ben begins to put. Now Ben's only, he hasn't even sipped yet. He's only just done the aroma, and he's already noodling on what he's going to pair with this. But talk about
this. So this is more of your Marcin style, which is amber lager, which gives it that rich maltiness to it.
Right on the nose, David. I'm getting
a little bit of crispness on the finish. These are delicious beers, and definitely one of my staff's favorites.
Okay, Ben, a little bit of Christmas on the finish.
A little bit of Christmas.
Do you love David Zuckerman, or is it just me?
That was good.
A little bit of Christmas. Now, I mean, that is a subtle note when you're thinking about how this cascades across the palate. A little bit of Christmas. So
He's not wrong. Yeah.
Are you getting kind of baking spice? Are you getting kind of, you know, warm, you know, coming down the stairs, opening the gifts? What sensation are you getting? And what are we eating with this glorious
beer? We're going to do a roasted pork tenderloin with some probably roasted butternut squash, maybe some rosemary. I'm feeling pork tenderloin.
How do you do that?
Butternut squash, and delicious.
Because that really, I think, maximizes what the brewer had in mind when he or she was actually putting this beer together. Because when you're thinking about that fall winter feel, you've got this rosemary roasted pork tenderloin with some seasonal squash.
Yeah. Yeah. Delicious.
You going to have roasted pork tenderloin right there at the Forbes Meat Company?
Absolutely.
All wrapped and ready to go?
All wrapped and ready to go.
What a coincidence. David, we're doing really great, man. Yeah. I mean, this is, so we're two in. We've got two beautiful pairings from Ben. All right, so we've got another beer to drink. Do we have to stop at 1 o'clock?
I hope not.
Tom Fairbanks, can we have the other hour? What does it take?
Overtime.
All right, so beer number three, David Zuckerman.
We're going to go a little darker. And we did a little video on this beer. It's called Basic Rebecca from Prairie Artisan. It's a barrel-aged imperial stout with pumpkin and fall spices. And
okay, so the look of that beer as you begin to lovingly pour it down the side of the glass. So barrel-aged, and you said it's an imperial. So something tells me that this is a bigger beer in terms of its alcohol. Anything barrel-aged and imperial really is its own category, right?
Yes, 13.6%.
I haven't even tasted it, and I can tell you what we're going to eat with it. I just want to let you know that.
Okay, 13.6%. Okay. Should I do this? Should I do Uber or Lyft today?
So you get the pumpkin pie spices on the nose. That's really nice.
Oh, right away. Oh, I haven't even tasted it yet, but it has the fragrance of, it's like, it's this velvety kind of feel to it. All right, so what are you getting from it, David?
Like bourbon-aged dark chocolate, a smooth pumpkin undertone, a little bit of that spiciness on the finish. It is delightful.
Okay, so what we've tried so far, I really have. I've loved every beer so far. What number are we on?
Three.
What time is it?
Four, technically, with the Arroyo.
This right here, to me, in terms of my lane, fall, winter, wrap yourself in a blanket and treat yourself to a beer kind of thing, you've just nailed it. And I have not even heard of this beer before, and I thought I had a pretty good capture of these sort of imperial stouts. All right, so Ben, so this would be challenging to me. I mean, you're the food guy. I just run my mouth. But when you're pairing this beer, it doesn't go with everything. Where do you even start?
We're going to do pork cheek tacos. Where can you get pork cheeks in Tucson?
David, Forbes Meat Company. Am I right?
No.
It's going to be amazing.
Pork cheek tacos.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to do all Sonoran.
Unpack that.
We're doing all, you know, Sonoran with this one. I just felt like as soon as he was pouring it, I was looking at it, and I know what we have at our shop right now are these beautiful pork cheeks that my other butcher apprentice, Zane Hoishman, shout out to you, kid, packed up yesterday. You just braise the pork cheeks, get some great corn tortillas from one of your favorite carnicerias, some pickled onions, and get some heat going. Get it, get them hot. You want some spice in there. You want some chipotle and adobo. I mean, it's just going to be...
I wouldn't be mad if you spilled a little bit of this in there.
Exactly. And I was almost thinking about, you know, maybe doing it because you want to slow braise those pork cheeks, and it wouldn't be bad to braise them in this and get some of those, some good chilies going on with that. Jackie Tran was just in our shop recently.
Oh, very cool.
And we're working on that Chinese chorizo, and he had, I can't even remember the chili he had. I want to say it was a guajillo maybe, and it was just that chocolatey aroma to it.
Yes.
But I'm definitely feeling some, like some heat needs to go with this, some spiciness and the pickled onions and cilantro and onions and garlic, and let's eat.
Okay, so let's eat. Yeah, okay, so we're all gonna run down to Forbes Meat Company right after the show. Pork cheeks, of course. Now look, when we're at a barbecue, when someone's doing a whole pig, when someone's, you know, carving up, everybody stands in line. They always call dibs on the cheek. I mean, that is sort of the luxury part of this animal. And Ben, I am so delighted to know and to see and to have revealed that you went cheek right away and you hadn't even tasted the beer yet. It's just a natural pairing.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to continue this craziness when we come back on the other side of this commercial break. But I do want to say we are going to be breaking some news because my good friend, Chef Wendy Gauthier, Iron Chef of Tucson Emeritus, is going to be calling in to share some really fun things that she's been up to lately and make some big news here, right here on the Beckmaster Show. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, thank a couple of Bill's valued sponsors, and when we come back, Chef Wendy Gauthier is with us, and we're going to do our best to make our way through the rest of the beers that David Zuckerman from Tucson Hop Shop has brought us. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com. Delivering a $2 billion voter-approved regional transportation plan involves complex policy, legal, and financial matters. The Regional Transportation Authority is open to answering any questions you have about delivery of the current RTA 20-year plan or about the development of a new regional transportation plan for the next 20 years. Contact the RTA at info@rtamobility.com.
At Tucson International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We're also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rialto River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
The way we vote in Pima County is changing. Are you ready? The League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson invites you to visit ReadySetVoteTucson.com to learn about new vote centers for easier in-person voting, new voting districts, and changes to the early voting list. Get ready to vote at ReadySetVoteTucson.com. Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson. That's ReadySetVoteTucson.com. Get ready to vote.
The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
And welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This is Matt Russell sitting in for the vacationing, and boy, does he ever deserve it. Let me tell you what, the vacationing Bill Buckmaster, he's exploring the world with his lovely bride as he does, and sometimes when there's a free day for someone to sit in, he asks me to sit in and really dedicate the entire hour to food and beverage. This is Matt Russell, local food writer. Thank you so much for listening to the Buckmaster Show. We're broadcasting live from the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, and let's give a shout out to our friends in Silver City. In Grant County, are ready to welcome you back with open arms. Just 3 hours east of Tucson, there's so much to do in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, including hiking in the Gila National Wilderness, where there is plenty of social distancing, and visiting the world famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. For a complete listing of the many things to do and great places to stay, visit southwestnewmexico.org. Back here with our celebrity co-host, who has been a hero this hour, from Forbes Meat Company, Ben Forbes. Always love hanging with you, brother.
So much fun.
Raising a glass, talking food. Absolutely. I mean, pitch
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
But I literally said pitch me.
Pitch you.
I'm back here with David Zuckerman from Tucson Hop Shop. We're celebrating the flavors and fragrance of fall. But I tell you one thing, fellow foodies, we've got big news happening. And the fall is the time where the news is being released. And on the phone with us right now, she actually called into the Buckmaster Live Line, which is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, our very good friend, Iron Chef of Tucson, Emeritus Chef Wendy Gauthier. What's happening, sister?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. So, girl, wish you were here.
I wish I could be there.
You're missing out, girl.
We're talking about pairing roasted pork loin with a particular beer, an Oktoberfest beer. We've got this barrel-aged imperial stout going with pork cheek tacos from Forbes Meat Company. I mean, I could go on and on, but a thing or two about food for you. Like, yeah, that sounds fun.
I wish I was there. I wish I could be. It would be fun.
So one of the things that I love about my job is I get to MC events from time to time, and I have the honor of doing the official play-by-play at the Iron Chef event. Brings out about 1,000 people to Casino del Sol every year, which means that I am on the stage with my co-MC, Chef Ryan Clark, and doing the play-by-play, watching these chefs get together and do a four-course meal, all sort of real time, spontaneously, that all has to have the secret ingredient manifest. And when I was up on stage, both times Chef Wendy was up there, I just sat, Wendy, and I watched you and your team go to work. I mean, the majesty, the creativity, the imagination that is required to cook before 1,000 people with a very unforgiving clock. What you and your team have done at Chef Chic is really, extraordinary. So I props to you and your entire team. Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah, they work really hard. It was a lot of fun.
So your life changed here about,
a couple of weeks ago. And you've got some news to share. Now, I got to tell you, I'm delighted that you are choosing to break this news. Now, I should say on broadcast, because I did see Tucson Foodie, my very good friends at Tucson Foodie, release this story moments before we went live, Chef Wendy Gothier. But I'm going to pretend I didn't see that.
Suckers.
Suckers. But anyway, Chef Wendy Gothier, you've got some big news, girl. Hit us with it.
I do. So I have accepted the executive chef at Lodge of Ventana Canyon. And I will be moving myself and my entire cooking team up there to take over the country club there. And we will be closing Chef Chic at the end of this month.
Wow. Okay. There's a lot to unpack there, Wendy. We need like a whole nother hour. I mean, okay. So Chef Chic has sort of, I think you have kind of been, you're setting the standard for catering in Tucson. And after many years of catering to, you know, to all kinds of, you know, for different events and different homes and all of that, then you decided to open your brick and mortar restaurant. And I was there for the big grand opening, did an interview with you there, and, and you got this great Chef Chic. So you are closing Chef Chic, but my goodness, Wendy Gothier, what you are going to be doing once you close Chef Chic is really opening up a whole host of doors for this community, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, 21 years plus in business here at Chef Chic. I'm so grateful to the community in Tucson and everybody for helping me stay in business, especially during COVID. It's been an honor. It's amazing. And I just think this is a great, amazing step and, you know, for us to do and to open, like you said, open even more doors and be able to do so much more things. And we're just all so super excited.
Well, let me tell you who's more excited than you, if that's possible. Matt and Nancy Russell. And let me tell you why. Because Matt and Nancy Russell are proud members of the Lodge of Ventana Canyon, of course, otherwise known as the Ventana Canyon Golf and Racquet Club. I forget about the golf part because I do not want to be seen anywhere near a golf course, but that's another story. But I'm a racket enthusiast. Anyway, Nancy and I are regular fixtures at your new employer. And this just warms our heart, Wendy Gothier, because now we know that you are actually going to be cooking for the Russells several times a week. I mean, that is just something that just tickles us.
Absolutely. We're excited.
So you start, is it November?
Come in for dinner.
November 1st is when you start, right?
Yes, November 1st, I will be up there.
Okay, so you've got some big shoes to fill, sister. I mean, no one better to do it. But of course, we know Chef Issa Musa, who has been a culinary icon in this community for decades, and we've long been a fan of a chef's menu. Of course, liver and onions. And can I just please put a word in your ear? That we need to bring the liver and onions back. Anyway, I digress. But Chef Musa is a hero in the culinary community. What's it going to be like to come into this new environment, knowing that you know you're going to be replacing a man of this magnitude?
Yeah, Chef Issa is amazing. I am honored actually to be filling in his steps, and I'm excited, but I'm also nervous. And I have moments of pure happiness and then pure panic attack. So it's definitely a roller coaster of emotions. He's amazing, and it is going to be huge shoes to fill. But we're just excited to have the chance to do it.
Yeah, and you know what? You and I were talking a little bit earlier about this, and what I thought was sort of striking is that you know because of your busy, you know, catering operation, you probably have catered events at the homes of darn near every dues-paying member of the Lodge of Ventana over the years, right? Because you're stepping into a community of people that already recognize and reward what you do.
Absolutely. In fact, we did a party two nights ago in the community at someone's house. So, we know quite a few members. We know the clientele, and so we're excited.
Okay, so what's the one thing that, I mean, so you're going to be moving from, very successful caterer, award-winning Iron Tucson Chef Emeritus, restaurant owner, brick and mortar restaurant owner. What's the biggest challenge that you see in moving this entire story of who Wendy Gothier is over to now the executive chef position at Ventana Canyon Golf and Racquet Club?
I think there's a few things. I think one is, I think partially over 21 years, I think my identity has been known as Chef Chic and not so much as Wendy. So I think that's going to be a little bit of a hurdle to overcome and have people remember that, you know, it's Chef Wendy now. I mean, it always was Chef Wendy, but a little bit different. And just, you know, going back into being in a resort style or country club style setting, it's all, you know, it's still a kitchen. It's still what we do, but it is definitely different. But again, it's also, that's part of the exciting part, getting to do wine dinners and different things. And, you know, right. We still get to do events for the golfers. Yep. And so it's a lot of the same things we do, just in a different atmosphere.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, we've got to say goodbye because this is a, you know, it's a very quick segment, but we are thrilled for you. Yes. I'm thrilled selfishly for me.
Thank you.
And I know that we are going to be seeing you up at the club here very soon, and often. Yes. Chef Wendy Gauthier, thank you so much. Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Right on. David Zuckerman, bye, Tucson
Wendy.
Hop Shop. Ben Forbes, bye. Forbes Meat Company. Let's do this again sometime.
Let's keep going.
Right on. Love you guys. Thanks so much.